Wake the kids, phone the neighbors, bring in the pets. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, we're talking Brenham Cub football and Brenham Cub soccer. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. The Brenham Sports Line brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Props going out to Heidi Mnuchin, his all-star band, and as always, in studio with us, Sportsline mascot, Mookie the Rotten Badger. As we bring you another week of the Brenham Sportsline, sports talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And tonight on the Brenham Sports Line, as we bring you sports talk with a local attitude, and tonight we are joined in studio to talk a little bit of off-season football with the defensive coordinator of the Brenham Cub football team, Coach Brett Mauser, and the new offensive coordinator for the Cubs, Coach Mike Adams. And gentlemen, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
All right, great to have you here in studio here on KWHI, KWHI.com, and at this very moment we are streaming on our Facebook page, Facebook KWHI. So
this is different, Ed. I don't know about this.
So, well, all you got to do is just don't scratch yourself or spit, and the only sport it really affects is baseball. You got to watch baseball. Yeah, and those gymnastics folks, but we don't bother with them. So, but indeed, we are here on the Brenham Sports Line, and tell you what, it's a beautiful summer day, nice hot out, good day for guys to be working out.
That's
and how has the off season started for the Brenham Cubs, Coach Mauser?
It's going really well. We've had a great turnout, more so than. We've had last year when we first started this program, and we saw a big difference last year, and so we expect to see good things because of this turnout, because of the kids are working really hard. And we started last week, so we're on week two right now, and they'll go up until the 4th of July, and they'll get a week off, and then they'll come back for a couple weeks after that, and then it'll be football time.
All right, and Coach Adams, as Coach Mauser said, it was a program that y'all started last year, and it really was a big difference because we could tell the first couple of games out the chute, the team looked like the guys usually look in about the third, fourth, fifth week of the season. As you're starting to get into district play, that's how the guys are looking at the start of the regular season.
You know, in years past, we've been able to kind of put our kids in charge of it. And they've done a pretty good job, but it wasn't anything that was organized. And we hired a couple of young guys that had done some summer workouts in the past, and they really had something that was on paper and organized, that it was a 5-week program, and this is what you can do. And it's not a bunch of us having to make something up. It's something that was proven and done, you know, at other programs. And so those guys were able to come in and implement and use the stuff that they've already had the knowledge and background of, and our kids took off from it. And, you know, the cool thing today, we were in and we had a varsity group, or, a high school kids, boys that are going to play football. And then there's a girls group that comes through. And then there was a junior high group that came through. So you know, there's a bunch of kids from, you know, sixth going into seventh grade all the way that, you know, going to be seniors that are involved in this. And it's really neat to see all of those be so receptive to getting out and working. Like you said, it's a hot summer day, and they're up there, you know, having fun doing it.
All right. And any part of that program for fat old men that you need to get
absolutely
rid of their spare tire?
I think the only requirements is the $30 that you have to pay, and you can jump in. Coach Martin will get you going up there.
There you go. and people are going to say, well, geez, they're paying for a program, but this is a high school sport. $30 is pretty minimal. I mean, you know, considering it's a whole summer of workouts, $30 ain't bad.
Well, for what we've compared it to, I don't know that there's anyone that's even close. You know, we look at some of the surrounding school districts, and they're anywhere from $100 to $300. So, yeah, for what the kids are getting, there's no doubt that's $30 is almost nothing.
And this, when we created this, it wasn't going to be a money maker. It's basically to pay the guys that are working it, and they don't get paid a whole lot. And it was for the kids, and it was to get as many kids involved as possible, not just football, but all sports. And, you know, that basically that's what every program in the state has come to, and we needed to get on board, and it's been really good. And so the $30 is a really good investment, because for a 6-week program, you can't ask for more.
Right. And let's talk a little bit about some of the things you're looking for in the off season. What are some of the things that you really want to see out of the kids and to see them work on as far as these summer months, as far as on the defensive side of the football? What do you want to see?
Well, we don't get too specific, you know, with the skill. I mean, number one is being there. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're there, then you're going to get better. And so number one is just getting there, because when it's hot, it's hard to want to go work out when – you technically don't have to. And so number one is just being there, and then working on strength and conditioning. And then built in to the conditioning part is they will do some skill-specific stuff, to where they may split up and do a little bit, you know, big boys versus skill guys. But we don't get too skill-specific, just because it's not only football. It's more of a speed training and conditioning program that covers all sports, not just football. But what we want to see out is guys are getting stronger. They're not only just maintaining what they built in the spring off season, but they're getting stronger. They're getting faster. They're coming into August into shape, and then coming together as a team. I mean, it's funny, because you get away from the spring, and in years past, you kind of got to build that back up again in August once you report for 2-a-days. But now it's getting built up during the summer, and so we can hit the ground running once 2-a-days start, and it's not concentrating on getting into shape. We can install and work on football from day one and not the conditioning part of it.
All right. And Coach Adams, as you were talking about, this isn't just for football. You mentioned that the girls are out there, so I would imagine cross country runners, I would imagine, really probably are excited about this, and volleyball players getting in shape before they have to hit the floor.
Yeah, just from, you know, overall, from where we, you know, our perspective of it was, is we would work really, really hard in off season, and then you'd turn them loose. And so you may have a kid that gained 20 pounds, or may have a kid that's gone up X amount of strength. But, you know, in the summer, the kid would disappear and go work, and he'd come back, and you'd be like, where'd that 15 pounds go, you know? And so, you know, not so much on the girls' side now, but it's the same idea. You've gone through an off season, and you've worked, and you've spent this time getting better. Well, then what do you do for the 2 or 3 months that they're gone? And so now you're seeing, like Coach Mauser said, some of those kids are taking it, and they were here, and now when they come back, they're better than they were, as opposed to being worse. And so we're excited about that in every program, from girls to the young ones, and just all of it because their kids are having an opportunity to get better.
All right, and this is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We're talking off-season football with offensive coordinator Mike Adams and defensive coordinator Brett Mauser, the Brenham Cubs. We'll be talking Brenham Cub soccer with Coach Jen Morgan, the new head coach of the Cubs soccer team, coming up in the second half of the program. Right now, going to take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and be right back with more of the Brenham Sports Line.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
We're back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street. Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And we are talking Cub football. We'll talk Brenham Cubs soccer coming up here in just a few minutes with the new head coach of the Brenham Cubs soccer team, Coach John Morgan. And we also want to remind you that coming up next week, we are going to have Katie Bush Roberts, the new softball coach who was introduced last week. Wanted to have her on this week, but she's got a camp going on, a summer camp. So she will be joining us next Monday night. So softball folks, join us next Monday night. We'll talk Cubette softball with Coach Roberts, the new softball coach at Brenham High School. That's next week. But as for tonight, we're talking off-season football. And, of course, August is going to be here before you know it. Coach Mauser, we'll talk to you first about this. It seems like back when we were in high school, there was the end of high school. You had a couple of months, you get a summer job, and you'd be off for the summer. And then, boy, you get into the first couple of weeks of August, and that's when football workouts started. It is not like that anymore. You've got to be in shape when the first week of August rolls around, don't you?
Well, and the crazy thing is football started after spring break. I mean, with the 5A and the 6A, they do spring practice. And, you know, we don't do spring practice, but starting about, you know, a couple weeks after spring break, we'll go outside a couple days, and that's when we'll start working on football skills during the period. And eventually, by the end of the season, we were doing 7-on-7. We were even doing some 11-on-11 in shorts and a T-shirt drills. And then with summer workout camps, with 7-on-7 being as big as it is, if you're not working on football in the spring and in the summer, you're going to be behind the eight ball because everybody else is.
Yeah, I know when I first moved to Texas, the old phrase was, there's two sport seasons in Texas, football and spring football.
That's right. That's it.
And it started out in college. You know, that was what it was there. Now it's in high school. And a lot of these programs are doing it year-round. And you know, not unlike any other sports are, but like Coach said, if you're not doing those things, you are going to be behind because somebody is doing it. and that somebody might be a Tom Ball or a Waller or somebody that's in your district. So, you know, you have to be prepared whenever the district opponents are doing those things.
Right, and as we move along, as we get closer to the start of things, we get closer to August. Let's talk first of all, Coach Adams, you're in a new spot here. This is going to be the first season in almost two decades that Brenham has gone into a season without Coach Erlein as the offensive coordinator. You're the new OC. What are some of the things that you feel are going to kind of define you and your approach towards offensive football?
Well, I guess one thing is, I've been with Coach Erlein for 15 years, mm-hmm. and the varsity staff for 12. So it's really the football I know too, which is a great thing. I was able to learn from him, and I guess the great thing about being in Brenham and working with him and Coach West is they give you a role and you go do that role, and Tim allowed me to coach, you know, and I do a lot of the running game already and be exposed to coaching that and coming up with some of the philosophies that we've had over the last few years. So that's not going to change, you know, because that's what we've been doing. But you know that just once you get going and get in the middle of it, and you get your staff together, and you start seeing where your kids are and what your kids can do, then things develop along the way. And something that was really, really good for us a couple years ago might be back, you know, or vice versa. Something you're really good at, just you're not quite good at. So, you know, once you get going and you get a feel for your kids, then you figure out where to go from there.
And one thing that it seems like over the years, we've seen one great thing about the Cub offense has been that it has been so diverse, because when we've had guys like Jarrett Lee and like Ty Schlotman, throw the football. Let's throw the football. Let's get it in the air. Let's move it down the field. When we've had great running backs in the past, bam, bam, pound it, pound it, pound it. So it seems like it's a really very versatile offense that we can adjust to whatever the talent dictates.
Well, we're not those round peg, square hole people. You know, some people are.
We're gonna run the wishbone.
Right. This is what we do, and this, you know.
Yeah.
And we realize that every group's different. You know, and how do you not look at Kendarian Ray and say, that guy needs to run the football some.
Right.
You know, we can throw it with him some, but you know, he's an operator and he moves really well in the pocket, and he's really a really good runner, and that keeps people honest defensively. So you take all the things that your kids can do and you try to find, okay, what's the best? One thing we are going to do is try to run the football. It may look different, you know, it may not be exactly the same, but we are going to try to run the football somehow, some way. Because we know that's what it takes to win, and we know that helps our defense.
Well, what's cool, you know, offensively and defensively, is this is all part of Coach West's scheme for the whole team. And like Coach Adams said, an offense that can control the clock and run the football is a great defense also. And we've always joked as a defensive staff, we'd never want to prepare for our offense because you don't know what you're going to get. You're going to get a lot of motions. You're going to have the running quarterback as a threat. Very balanced offense. Mm-hmm. It's going to show you a bunch of different formations. And I've sat in on their offensive meetings, and they will find the always and nevers that a team will give, and that's tough to defend.
One thing that has been a hallmark, but a feature of Cub football has always been, and this is my favorite part of the game, Coach, the Hogs.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Don't let the Walter Payton jersey fool you, Coach. I'm a Hog at heart.
There's something underneath there, right?
These are my boys. There's a lineman's gut underneath that. There is 62 underneath this
right
34
on.
Jersey right there. 62 is underneath this 34
well,
jersey.
You know, we're having to replace quite a few kids. Mm-hmm. We had a big senior group, and they were really, really talented, and were, you know, I guess they got the award this year for the MVP of the team. Which is really, really neat for those guys. But we've got some guys that have worked really hard this offseason to improve. And, you know, we have our center back and some other kids that are going to be seniors now, that it's going to be their opportunity to do well. And I think we've got a good group of kids that can do that.
All right. And Coach Mazur, one of the most fun things to watch last year was the Cub defense. The defense was really an exciting defense to watch. Talk about your philosophy, your approach defensively, because it seemed like, and this is what I love about watching our defense over the last few years, is that you don't rely on one guy or two guys making a tackle. It's three, four, five guys swarming to the football, and it's just, you know, we don't have to have the biggest guys in the world, because it's hard to get away when five or six guys are hitting you.
Well, and that's how football has evolved, and the evolution of the spread offense, they try to get you into, the offenses try to get you in one-on-one situations. Well, the only way to combat that is having team speed. And so really that's where we begin on defense, is we've got to be able to run to the football. We've got to have guys. We don't use real big guys that can't run, that maybe used to been able to play 10, 15 years ago. If you were seeing an offense that was a power eye, just run the ball down your throat, mm-hmm. where you needed those big guys, you can't get on the field if you can't run on defense, because you've got to be able to get to the football. And that's just something that we really emphasize and we practice as much as we can, is gang tackling, everybody running to the football, and relentless pursuit, you know. And really that's the only way we think that we can survive, is if we get as many hats to the ball as we can.
Right, and you talked about evolution. Well, you just look at guys like Malcolm Brown. He's over 300 pounds, and yet look at his speed. Look at how fast he gets off the football and is able to chase, you know, and is able to chase down runners.
Probably my favorite clip on his highlight from his senior year was running down on a wide receiver screen and making a tackle 20 yards downfield.
I remember the play you're talking about. That's one of the greatest defensive plays I've ever seen.
And that was what stood out to the UT coaching staff, or any of the college coaches that came and recruited him. Soon as they got to that play, it was,
we're good.
Okay, we've seen enough.
We want him.
mm-hmm. Also, talk a little bit about Brenham is unique in that we're a 5A program, and yet It's like a 2 and a 3A approach, in that we've got offensive and defensive players playing both sides of the football. You don't see that anymore at this level. Maybe some of the teams we play might have two guys on the offense, maybe a couple of wide receivers that also play some defensive back, or they might have like a tackle that plays defensive tackle as well. But for the Brenham Cubs, sometimes we've got 6, 7, sometimes 8 guys who are on the offensive side of the football have to turn around and play some defense.
And you know, honestly, Ed, we try to limit that as much as possible. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, when it comes down to it, we want to win. And so we're going to put the 11 best guys out there that we think give us the best chance to win. And if that's a guy that plays both ways, then that's the way it needs to be. And we'll try to be as creative as we can in getting rest for him. But, I mean, you take a guy like Marquez. Marquez didn't come off the football field that much last year. He played both offense and defense, and played on, you know, a couple of the special teams also. And so, but it's cool because we got the kids that will buy into that. And they understand where our program is at right now and the tradition that we have here. And they want to win just as bad as the previous groups that have won, and so they're willing to do whatever it takes to help the team win.
Right, and Coach, again, that kind of brings us back around to the off-season conditioning, because you've got to be in condition to play both sides of the football these days.
I remember a specific conversation talking about Marquez. We were messing around with Marquez playing tight end. You know, he had done a few things, but it was really more defensively, and we pulled him aside and said, look, we need you. We need you to play some offense. And what are you going to do to prepare yourself for being on the field? And one of the things I guess we kind of pride ourselves on being able to manage kids like that is we would consider Marquez a defensive starter, a defensive player that plays offense. And so he would get his rest, play every down of defense, but get his rest and then come to us and say, okay, coach, I'm ready to go. So you put it on the kid to say, I'm ready. There were some games it was, I'm ready. You know, we're going to play the whole game. And so You know, I think our kids know that. If they're in a situation where they're going to get a lot of snaps, and they know they have to be mentally and physically prepared for that, and you're right. Summer is even. I mean, multiply it times 100 of how important it would be to help kids prepare for the, you know, 60, 80 snaps, whatever they may get.
And, of course, I still go back a few years ago and think how scary it was when I saw Malcolm line up at tight end. That was just scary.
Well, we were laughing the other day, too, because we were talking about we were a lot better coaches back then whenever your right side of your line, you know, it went Malcolm, Schlotman, and Adrian Ballard.
Right.
That was the, you know, the strong side of our. I was a heck of a coach back then, you know. And obviously all three of those guys are getting to keep playing. So, we take a 300-pound guy and run a little bit, you know.
All right. And as we kind of wind things down here, what are some of the things that when we get there, that first week in August, what are the things you feel you have to see out of our athletes?
Well, number one, and I think the summer program is taking care of that, is guys have got to be in the best shape to be ready to hit the ground running. But then when that way we can concentrate on skill sets. And, you know, I know defensively we've got to defend the pass better this year. That's a goal of ours. We can't give up as many big plays as we've been giving up, it seems like, the last two or three years. And we're going to be an aggressive defense by nature, but at the same time, there's some things that we can do to try to limit those big plays, whether it be scheme-wise or just working skill sets of different guys. And so as long as the guys come back in shape, we can work on those things from day one and be able to do so much more than we would be able to do if they didn't come back into shape and we had to use those first few weeks to get into shape. But that, I know defensively that's been one of our goals. And then and being better fundamentally at tackling, one-on-one tackling. You mentioned, you know, we are good gang tacklers, but we've got to get better one-on-one tackle in space. And so that's something that, even without pads on, there's stuff that you can do that first week of two-a-days. And really, you know, that first week, you're defensively, we're working on fundamentals, and then we're working on our different pass coverages and working the tempo stuff.
All right. Well, Coach Mauser, Coach Adams, appreciate it. Boy, the half hour flew by. But,
yes, sir.
It's always good to talk football.
We're looking forward to it, Ken. WHI.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chuck Severson. Testimony and closing arguments in the Bill Cosby sex assault trial have wrapped up in suburban Philadelphia, and the jury now has been given the case for deliberations, says ABC's Mark Remillard.
It was late Monday afternoon when Montgomery County Judge Stephen O'Neill gave the case to the jury of 7 men and 5 women. They're now deliberating whether comedian Bill Cosby is guilty of drugging and sexually assaulting a woman in 2004. If found guilty, it could essentially amount to a life sentence, as the 79-year-old comedian could face 10 years in prison. It's not clear how long the jury may deliberate tonight, but O'Neill said he'd keep it to a reasonable hour before sending the sequestered jury back to their nearby hotel. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Summer driving season underway. Higher demand and gasoline prices on average nationally are about a nickel a gallon lower than last week, says the Energy Department, down to an average of $2.36. White House attorneys are reviewing a new federal court decision striking down most of version 2 of President Trump's travel ban, says the president's spokesman, ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
A familiar judicial double whammy led to this new Ninth Circuit travel ban defeat. The court found Trump failed to make the case for a ban being urgently needed, and there's evidence it was inspired by anti-Muslim animus.
There's a protest at a detention center in Detroit over arrests in southern Michigan of dozens of Iraqi Catholic immigrants by U.S. immigration officials.
Akira Monet Murray.
49 killed.
Alejandro Barrios Martinez.
A year ago today at Pulse, the gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida, being remembered partly at this memorial service in Orlando, victims' names being read. A suspended Las Vegas cop accused of using an unapproved chokehold is charged with involuntary manslaughter in the death of a person he was trying to arrest. Police officials say Kenneth Lopra also used a stun gun 7 times and punched Tashi Brown several times. Police union says they'll fight the charges. This is ABC News.
Over 70 million Americans have unhealthy blood pressure levels. Are you one of them? Introducing Berkeley Life, a 100% drug-free supplement to help maintain normal, healthy blood pressure while supporting energy and vitality. Now, for a limited time, try Berkeley Life free. Call 800-708-7115. A key to maintaining healthy blood pressure is your body's nitric oxide levels. Berkeley Life helps to boost nitric oxide levels naturally. The breakthrough is from a discovery which won a Nobel Prize in Medicine on nitric oxide levels in the bloodstream. Berkeley Life includes free saliva test strips to see your levels instantly. Now there is a supplement you test yourself and can see it's working. In a consumer study, 91% felt healthier after taking Berkeley Life for just 3 weeks. Here's Dr. Regina Drews, board-certified cardiologist.
I recommend the Berkeley Life supplement and test strips to help my patients maintain a healthier heart and blood vessels.
Get your free 30-day supply. Call 800-708-7115. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-708-7115. 800-708-7115. Results may vary.
It's partisan politics, says White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, about lawsuits by the Attorneys General of Maryland and Washington, D.C., accusing President Trump of violating anti-corruption clauses in the Constitution by accepting millions in payments and benefits from foreign governments since becoming chief exec.
The suit was filed by two Democratic attorney generals. The lawyers driving the suit are an advocacy group with partisan ties. It actually started with a press conference as opposed to filing it, which is interesting.
A museum that tells the stories of the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks will reopen tomorrow in a new space a little farther from New York's World Trade Center Memorial, but with triple the exhibition space of the temporary quarters that it occupied for a decade. A lawyer for a former Republican Vermont state senator is asking a judge to dismiss charges that he tried to extract sexual favors in exchange for rent from a female tenant. Charges against 65-year-old Norm McAllister include sexual assault. He says he's innocent. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm Sarah Foster, and this is your KWHI local news update. A Houston man was killed in a single-vehicle accident on Sunday. Muhammad A. Hussein, an Asian man, was killed when his Toyota Tundra left the road and struck a tree. Around 5:15, Brenham first responders answered a call to the accident scene at FM 1155 and Hughes Lake Road, which is on the eastern end of the county. The call was for an entrapment. Brenham Fire Department extracted Hussein, who had already passed before their arrival. Why Hussein was in the area and what caused him to leave the road is unknown. Wonder Hill Road is under construction beginning today and into tomorrow. Locals are advised to expect delays and are urged to choose Spring Creek Road or Church Road off of State Highway 36 as an alternate route. Tomorrow's rehabilitation of Wonder Hill Road will be directly off of US 290 for approximately half a mile. Travelers are encouraged to approach with caution and obey all construction warning signs. And a Brenham man faces a DWI charge after his arrest early Saturday morning. Around 1 a.m., Officer Jonathan Phipps conducted a traffic stop in the 2900 block of Highway 290 East. Upon contact with the driver, 38-year-old Gerson William Castaneda Guillen, Phipps said a strong odor of alcohol was detected. Guillen was reportedly unable to even perform a field sobriety test and was arrested for driving while intoxicated. And a look at your friendly country forecast shows today's high as 94 degrees, partly cloudy with a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Winds out of the southeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight's low, 74 degrees, some clouds, a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 90 degrees and a low of 75. This has been your local news update on KWHI, where the news comes first.
Tune in Tuesdays at 9 a.m. for Community Corner on KWHI AM 1280. Community Corner is a program to keep you informed about happenings in Washington County. Tuesday, June 13th, Craig will be speaking with Daron Smith about the Brenham Juneteenth Parade. If you have an event that you're planning and would like to share the information with the public, contact Holly at 979-836-3655. Community Corner, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. on Friendly Country KWHI.
Astros baseball is on KWHI. Tune in to hear the Houston Astros baseball games on KWHI 1280 in Brenham, brought to you thanks to our Astros sponsors, Tegeler Toyota, Bluebonnet Petroleum, DDM Pipe and Steel, Cruzy Village, Caldwell's Chem Dry, J5 Tractors, LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac, and Fireplaces, etc. Please support our Astros sponsors. And for Astros baseball, keep your radio dial tuned right here on KWHI 1280, your Houston Astros connection.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, Dockin and the Boss. And brought to you by Classic Care Cleaners and Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing. Want to thank Coach Brett Mauser and Coach Mike Adams for joining us here in the first half of the program to talk Brenham Cub off-season football. Again, a reminder that next Monday night, we're going to be joined by Coach Katie Roberts, formerly Katie Bush, former Cubette softball star, who's now the head coach of the Cubettes. We'll have her on next Monday night here on the Brenham Sports Line. But now we are going to go from American football to the world's football game. Brenham Cubs soccer. We have a new men's soccer coach, and Coach John Morgan joining us tonight in the program. Coach, welcome to the show.
Good to be here, man.
All right, great to have you here on the show, and great to have you in Brenham. You getting getting settled in?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. People have been great. They've been friendly. I mean, it's a great environment here.
All right, want to remind everybody, we are on Facebook, on our KWHI Facebook page, as well as KWHI, KWHI.com. So if you're on Facebook, go ahead and check it out on our KWHI page. And, well, Coach, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself for the folks who don't know that much about you.
I originally come from South Haven, Mississippi. I actually came to Texas looking for some good opportunity, maybe a better opportunity with soccer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the U.S. military, serving in the U.S. Air Force National Guard. So I had to balance coaching and military service. But played a little bit when I was in school, and just kind of fell in love with the game. So that's me in a nutshell, I'd say.
All right. And by the way, on behalf of everybody, thank you for your service.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And talk a little bit about... people usually don't associate soccer with Mississippi. That's a hotbed for American football. You don't usually think of soccer coaches or soccer players coming out of Mississippi.
It is. It's rare. I definitely say that I'm unique, I guess, in that sense, because it is. It's a football state. I think if you look around the state, Jackson is where soccer's played. I think they actually have a team, Northwest Rankin, that's the number one high school team in the nation right now, which, again, is shocking because, you know, in Mississippi, soccer is just not a big sport. So,
and also, one thing that that kind of threw me off being a Northeast kid, and that is that soccer's played in the winter down here. The preseason workouts start in December, and the season starts in January. That really threw me off when I got down here.
Yeah, I know that especially up north, they play during the they'll play sometimes during the fall, and
it's a fall sport up north.
Yes, sir. They're exposed to a little bit of the colder weather, but I know, you know, in Mississippi we played through November and December. Here they play more of it in the spring, which is so much nicer. It's so much more tolerable.
All right. And talk a little bit about your approach to the game. What are some of the things you feel are the characteristics that kind of defined your approach to the game?
I'd say my approach kind of comes from just kind of from what I've seen, and especially soccer in Mississippi and maybe in other areas in the South, where I call it, I guess, an American style. I call it the American football style, where it's like the Hail Mary. A lot of teams that I've seen have actually played a style where they put their fastest player up at the top and they kick it deep and hope to outrun you. And so I think I've kind of approached the game with a little bit different strategy because I've seen it on the world stage. I've seen it in European. You know, I went to Europe and actually got to see soccer and got to see what works and what doesn't work. And one thing that I was able to take away that I apply now is possession. It's a little bit slower, maybe it's not as exciting, but it works. You know, I guess if you were to compare it to American football, it'd be like running the ball every play. You know, you watch Naval Academy do it all the time. You control the pace, you control the clock, you control everything. And if you can do that, you limit the other team's opportunity to come back at you. And that's something that I think I take with me in applying it to high school game.
Right, and it's one thing that I've noticed watching soccer over the years is the difference between, you look at like the game that they play over in Europe, Germany, Italy, very physical soccer. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes a very tough physical sport, as opposed to what you see in Central and South America, where it's more finesse, mm-hmm. and there seems to be a lot more livelier action. The game itself isn't any different, mm-hmm. but it seems to be a little more livelier in the Latin American game as opposed to the European game, which is physical and tough.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And I think the American and the European styles are all very similar. They're very physical. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them actually, especially England, they treasure those long balls. They like to send in crosses where they're just kind of up in the air, and if you win, you get lucky, great. I notice a lot with the Latin American styles in Spain especially, you know, they're very good at holding the ball and possessing the ball, and they do have that flair, which adds a little bit more excitement when you get to see somebody get beat. You know, if you watch America, which I did, I watched them last night, they don't really have the skill that, right. I mean, they do, but they don't do all the flair moves that you'll see maybe from the Mexican national team or Argentina, things like that. So,
all right, and what are some of the things that you feel right off the bat you want to establish here in Brenham, some of the things that you want the players to understand right away?
Well, an excitement for the game. I mean, this game is one that really connects us all. You know, I've had a great opportunity just with that game to meet people from all over the world. Some of them maybe don't speak my language, but we speak soccer. You know, and I think that would be a number one. I think number two is discipline and work ethic. That's huge. You know, I think that I've always heard a quote that says, hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. So, and I've seen it, and I've coached it. So, you know, we don't necessarily have to be the Mexican national team or the American national team. If we work hard, you know, I believe that, you know, we'll do just fine. You know, so I think, yeah.
And talk about that work ethic a little bit, because in kind of researching you and getting ready for the show, I noticed that you took probably the smallest school in the state that plays soccer to the playoffs this past year.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We actually, you know, we were a small charter school. We right. didn't have a weight room.
The Bob Hope School.
Yes, sir. Right. We didn't have a weight room. We didn't have a practice field. So we just had to make do with what we had, and I was able to bring a little bit more of my military experience into the practice sessions, where we would do hundreds of push-ups, hundreds of sit-ups, hundreds of body squats, and hundreds of sprints. So, you know, with that, I think there was just this grinding blue-collar work ethic, and I think it kind of brought a chip to the kids' shoulders. They, you know, they went into games knowing, you know, these guys, no one competed, like no one trained like we did. No one went through the works that we did. So I think it added a sense of pride and motivation to them. So I think carrying forth with that, you know, condition again is very pivotal. But also, you know, having those fundamentals, that was something that we also worked on in the training sessions, you know. So.
All right. And when you mentioned military approach, we don't want to scare the kids off. We're not talking about like full metal jacket.
No, sir. No,
approach.
Sir.
But
no,
we're
sir.
Talking about the fitness and the mm-hmm. being in shape and,
yes,
and the workout ethic, right?
Yes, sir. And the structure, the discipline, the workout ethic. It's not meant to scare you off. I'm not a drill sergeant. I'm not going to get in your face and scream
snowball.
At you. No, sir. No, sir. None of those. None of those. But it is rigorous. It is tough because I think we try to weed out the people who just want to be here to, you know, hang out,
right.
And the people who really want to take it serious.
All right, and Talk a little bit about some of the things that you want to see, that you expect out of the players before you get them. Because we talked with Coach Adams and Coach Mauser about what they're doing this summer with the football players. And what are some of the things you'd like to see out of your players before they get to the workouts?
A sense of buy-in. I mean, I think the buy-in is part of getting them to the workouts. You know, I don't know if it's necessarily something they're used to, but you know, getting them to understand this is new. This is a new system. This is a new coach, and understanding that things may be different. Understanding that the ability to adapt. You know, I think those are very important before you even show up. Understand that the formations may not be the same. The training sessions may not be the same. Just adapt and overcome.
All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, and we are with the newest member of the Brenham High School coaching staff, Coach John Morgan, the new Brenham Cub soccer coach. And, Coach, one thing that now let's talk a little bit about the team that you're inheriting, because I know that some people are going to look at the record from last year, and they're going to just look at that record and say, oh, this team was awful. But really, they were in almost every match they played. It was just one or two little breaks here and there. And this could have been a very good soccer team. Just one or two breaks a night, and they could have well been a playoff team this year.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I kind of did my own research as well. And I mean, it was clear, like you said. I mean, they were in every game, losing a game maybe by one or two. They were competitive. They never got blown out. So I think that definitely speaks to the talent level and the ability. They're close. You know, just a couple more things may take them over the hump.
And this is a program that I know the last few years have been tough, but this was a program that for a decade or more was one of the strongest programs in this part of the state, played for three state championships. We're in the state Final Four five times. We got to call games in the state Final Four, three state championships games. So the history is there. What's it going to take to maybe not say, well, let's get back to a state championship, but to make this a team that's going to be in contention for a district championship and maybe make a deep playoff run?
Well, I think first off is to get people involved, get fans involved, get more student involvement. I would love a rowdy atmosphere, and I think that's huge. When you have that kind of support behind the players, that drives them, that gives them that adrenaline rush to want to play even harder. So I think that is the number one thing. Getting those connections and bringing all that back, but of course, like I said, the hard work and the fundamentals, the discipline. I think all of those will also play a part in it, and just having the right mindset. Having that grinded out mindset. If you go down, you're going to go behind sometimes. Having that mindset to say, you know what, who cares? We're going to dig out of this, and just grinding it out.
And I've got to say, having covered the team in the playoffs during the I don't know if you'd call them the glory years or whatever, but the atmosphere was electric, because you had and you had kind of Brenham's version of, they called them the hooligans, although they're not the kind of hooligans that you're used to seeing in Ireland and England.
Yes, sir.
But they would bring trash can lids, and they would bring sticks and beat on the trash can lids and beat on the trash cans and have noisemakers and yell and scream. And it was an electric atmosphere. It was fun. It was like a real European international soccer feeling. And that's what I'd love to see us get back to.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you have that kind of a crowd involvement, you said it. It's electric. It's contagious. You want to be a part of it. You want to go. You want to compete. You want to work hard. And I definitely want to try to do my part in trying to make sure that we get people there and get them excited, give them reasons to want to come out there and watch us.
So we'd like to bring back. I'm making that. Put the call out right now. I want the hooligans back at
yes, absolutely.
Back at the games.
Tell them we want them.
That's right. We want the hooligans back. Bring your trash cans, your trash can lids, and be ready to bang on them.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
All right. And as you mentioned, looking at the team from last year, was competitive, and they did lose a lot of very close games. What is it, though, that differentiates in a game like soccer where 2-0, 3-0 is a blowout?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that differentiates the winning teams from the teams that are close but not quite?
The ability to finish games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that comes down to sometimes it's depth on the field. You know, who do you have that you can put in for? You know, maybe if you have a weak bench and you got guys that are tired sometimes, that allows you to falter a little bit. Again, conditioning level. You know, if you're starting getting tired in the game, maybe you're the one that's chasing the ball all the time, your guys are going to start wearing down. So I think those two things in general, you know, the maybe not having a deep bench, the conditioning, and the ability sometimes, as they say, you know, sometimes the soccer gods just aren't with you. You know, I've seen times where teams have had 30 shots on goal, and it just doesn't go in. And the other team will have two, and they'll sing all two of them. So sometimes it just doesn't go your way.
Right, I know there was a Cubette playoff game a couple of years ago, where the Cubettes outshot the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it was like 15-2, and they lost the game 2-1.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah. So I know it's exciting. We're excited to have you here, Coach, and looking forward to the 2018 season.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I hope everybody comes out and supports us.
All right, and we're looking forward to it. Coach Morgan, thanks an awful lot for joining us, and look forward to working with you throughout the soccer season.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right, this is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We'll be back with more right after these messages.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
There are those who dedicate themselves to a sense of honor, to a life of courage, and a commitment to something greater than themselves. They have always defended this nation and each other. They still do. The few.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things to do. Ambition in one hand, Budweiser in the other. So when that prototype finally works, when we stop calling our startup a startup because it's not a startup anymore, when we win championships we're not supposed to win, when we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
We're back on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. And I want to thank Coach John Morgan for coming in, joining us here on the Brenham Sports Line and talking Brenham Cub soccer as we get ready for the 2018 season. Hard to believe the 2018 season is just a few months away. Of course, Cub football. Just 2 months away from the start of the 2017 campaign. So we're looking forward to that. Now, currently, of course, right in the middle of things, We got the Houston Astros. The Astros right now, they stumbled this past weekend, but they're taking on the Texas Rangers, the Silver Boot Series, and game one is tonight, and they'll continue their series tomorrow and Wednesday. And guess what, folks? We got tickets for Wednesday's game. Now, don't call it yet. Don't call it just yet. But we got four tickets to give away, and they're really good seats. They're down the first baseline. I checked them out. They're outstanding seats. We've got four seats for the game Wednesday night between the Astros and the Texas Rangers. Rangers are playing great ball right now. Rangers have won or swept that series from Washington. Washington, one of the best teams in the National League. Rangers swept them in Washington this weekend. So, we've got four tickets to the game. Be the, and here's the thing. I want kids to go. All right, it's summer. All right, and I want somebody to take some kids to the game. I want you to take the young ones to the game. Let them experience Astros baseball at Minute Maid Park. The Astros and the Texas Rangers. First caller, I want you to take the kids. All right, so if I find out you went and you didn't take the kids, I'm going to come to your house and I'm going to do something. But I'm going to rip up your plans. Now, 836-9937, 836-9937. We got four tickets, Astros and the Rangers, Wednesday night, 7:10 first pitch in Houston. Be the first caller, 836-9937, 836-9937. First caller gets those tickets, the Astros and the Texas Rangers.
Let's say you suddenly need to see a doctor. Maybe you're feeling under the weather, or you have a bug that you can't seem to shake. Or worse, maybe your child has come down with something. Point is, you know you need to see a doctor. But how do you go about choosing the primary care doctor that's right for you? You'll want a clinic that's nearby, and it'll have to accept your insurance plan. Well, look no farther than Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics. With numerous locations throughout the area, you'll find them everywhere you are. You'll also find something that other clinics don't have, the Baylor Scott & White Health name. That means each clinic is part of a large network of physicians, specialists, and advanced technology. We even make it possible for you to manage your care with our online patient portal. Baylor Scott & White Health Primary Care Clinics have multiple locations, many with extended hours to fit your needs. And we accept most insurance plans. So when you need medical care, choose Baylor Scott & White Health. Visit bswdocs.com to find the location nearest you.
This is a Budweiser beer. Smooth, crisp, Beechwood-aged beer. Brewed the hard way. No shortcuts. So when we wake up itching to prove the world wrong, this is the beer we'll drink. When we aren't afraid to fail, when we outwork and outheart everyone, this is the beer we'll drink. We've got things to do. Great, big, amazing, life-changing things, not a startup anymore. When we win championships, we're not supposed to win. When we say we're going to change the world and we actually change the world, this is the beer we'll drink. Budweiser. This is the beer we drank for the last 140 years, so it's going to be the beer we'll drink for 140 more. This Bud's for you. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Your regional distributor is Mike Hopkins Distributing. Pick up your favorite Budweiser products at your local retailer.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.